This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We talked about the tax bill a little bit up at the top of the program, how it's prompting some rethinking by state and local officials, the third Newtonian law of fiscal policy. And while it might seem to the innocent bystander that once this thing passes, that's it, done deal, the truth is this bill is going to be with us for a while as lawmakers and taxpayers try to deal with both its short and long-term effects. Stephen Dennis covers the Senate for Bloomberg News. Thanks for coming on.
Great to be here.
First thing I want to do, actually, is make sure people remember that there's a, yes, it's $1.5 trillion tax cut, but there is this provision in the law called pay-as-you-go, which means these provisions are going to have to be paid for somehow.
That's true. There is a pay-go law. The Republicans say they're just going to waive that law, but that requires Democratic votes here in the Senate. We still don't know if Democrats will just roll over and allow that waiver to take effect. If they don't, potentially Medicare, farm subsidies, a bunch of other programs could be cut next year.
Talking about things that are going to have to happen next year and in the out years, there are expiration dates on some of these personal income tax cuts. There's a whole bunch of other provisions that kind of guarantee we're going to be talking about this law for the next, 5 to 8 years, perhaps?
Yeah, you know, this is a pretty big tax cut up front, and then it starts phasing out. A lot of those tax cuts start expiring, starting in 2 years. But sorting all that out is going to be the job of the next several Congresses and future presidents. And so it's not what you would draw up if you were going to design like a tax reform plan in a lab where you want a stable tax policy where people can depend on what the future is going to be. Instead, this is going to be sort of another situation where Congress is going to have to keep on making decisions and or else people are going to be hit with various fiscal cliffs.
You remember how we were speaking of fiscal cliffs, you remember how we were talking about the Bush tax cuts in 2012? That is 10 years after they passed?
Yeah, actually, it was sort of 12 years because they had to kick the can down the road a couple of times before then. And, you know, we could end up with a very similar situation in 2025 where a future Congress, future president face, hundreds of billions of dollars in tax increases that would happen automatically unless they acted.
Turn this to the political for me for a second. The specifics are a little bit different, but it's worth remembering here that the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, was passed without a single Republican vote. This now will pass without a single Democratic vote. And here we are playing political ping pong again with large chunks of the American economy.
You know, I think Republicans and Democrats will tell you that when you do these partisan maneuvers, the policies themselves tend to be less durable. When you do have bipartisan bills, like the 1986 tax reform bill that everybody keeps referring to, those policies tend to be a little bit more durable because both parties have something invested in them.
Yeah, it just occurred to me, actually. The 1986 bill lasted for 31 years. This one won't.
One of the things that's a problem for Republicans right now is this bill is pretty unpopular. People think it's going to raise their taxes, even though most analysts think it's going to actually cut most people's taxes. If next year in February and March, most people see larger paychecks, it becomes more popular. Maybe that helps their prospects next year in the midterm elections. Republicans are looking to get shellacked in the midterm elections, and they need to turn those fortunes around.
Stephen Dennis covers the Senate for Bloomberg. Stephen, thanks a lot. Appreciate your time.
Anytime.